She had threatened not to sign it, opposing a multi-speed Europe. But now the Polish Prime Minister, Beata Szydlo, who'd feared the East would be consigned to second-class status, has put pen to paper to agree the Rome Declaration. The final document doesn't contain any reference to a multi-speed Europe, instead setting the principle the countries continue altogether.
This is something we have to be very careful, because I think that all countries in the European Union should be ready to continue together, because I really cannot imagine that this mechanism, that some countries will go faster, can be the principle of the functioning of the European Union.
As Europe marks its 60th anniversary, Donald Tusk, born in Gdansk, reflected on his childhood and made a dig at those now ruling in Warsaw.
I lived behind the Iron Curtain for more than half of my life, where it was forbidden to even dream about those values. Yes, back then, that really was a two-speed Europe.
Looking ahead, the Rome Declaration concludes, "We have united for the better. Europe is our common future."